Hello, I'm Eric Korman, Communications Director at the League of Education Voters. State Representative Ruth Kagi is a small business owner and represents the 32nd District, including North King and South Snohomish County. She chairs the House Early Learning and Human Services Committee. Nationally, she is the past chair of the National Conference of State Legislatures Human Services Committee. Ruth's long history of community and public service includes serving as vice president of the League of Women Voters of Washington. She received her BA from the University of Washington and MPA from Syracuse University. First elected to the House in 1999, she is focused on improving the quality of early learning and childcare, strengthening foster care, and reforming the state's drug sentencing and truck safety laws. Ruth, you are such an amazing advocate for children, especially for kids in crisis. Why did you run for office in the first place?
Well, I had chaired a fatality review committee for child welfare and had been on two other fatality review committees. And my job was working for the Office of Children's Affairs up in Snohomish County, where I was working on child care resource and referral. So I really saw the need to change policy around children and to focus our attention and our resources on helping children get a good start.
And you thought that the best way to do it would be to...
Well, I lobbied as a citizen for the League of Women Voters. I was head of their action committee. So I spent a lot of time in Olympia, and it was very frustrating. Very hard to figure out who to talk to and how to really effectively support things. I worked at that for a few years, and my legislator, Nancy Rust, asked me if I had ever thought of running for office. And I hadn't, and it was really frightening. It took me a couple of years to get up the courage to actually run for office, but it definitely is the place where you can influence policy and funding for the things you care most about.
So what was the step? You thought about running. You were obviously approached about it. Mm-hmm. Did you have to form an advisory committee or...
I formed a kitchen cabinet, and I obviously talked to my family first. It took a couple of years for me to decide that I could do this. My daughter was entering high school when Nancy first approached me, and I didn't think it was a good time to launch into a political campaign. Yeah, I just really learned from people who are in office, learned from people who have worked on campaigns. Nancy Rust and Grace Cole were both state representatives, and they both supported me very strongly and helped me. And Audrey Gruger was a former state rep who was on the county council, and those three women really mentored me and gave me the courage and the information I needed to run.
And you won the first time, right?
I did.
What was it like being a new legislator?
It has been described many times as drinking through a fire hose. It is totally overwhelming when you first get to Olympia because there is so much information. You're on three committees. You're trying to respond to constituents and to your own caucus, and it takes a long time to sort out how to set your priorities, or it did for me, and to decide how to actually influence the issues that you care about. Crafting a piece of legislation is not easy. You really have to have the advice and support of people who have worked with those issues in the field, with the staff that we have in the legislature, and with other members.
And so would you say it took a couple of sessions before you really got...
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
You've done a lot since you first came on board in 1999. What would you say is the biggest progress that you've seen so far for kids?
Well, early start... Definitely, that we passed last year was one of my premier accomplishments. It came based on years of education of the legislature on brain science. Dr. Pat Kuhl and Dr. Andy Meltzoff from the University of Washington Institute for Learning and Brain Science.
Yeah, iLabs, they're great.
Right. They came down many times to speak to the legislature about their research, about the critical importance of those first 5 years. If those first 5 years, if children get what they need, their chances of succeeding when they get to school are so much higher. To me, that long education process was the foundation we laid for the legislature passing Early Start, which sets high quality standards and provides support to child care providers and preschool providers to really increase the level of quality of their instruction in their classes and how they interact with children. And we put $159 million into it. So the governor and many legislators stated during the last session a year ago, early learning is the best investment we can make. And that was a triumph to hear that over and over again.
Yeah, a brain scientist friend of mine, his name is Dr. John Medina. He wrote a book called Brain Rules.
Oh, yes.
He says that early learning is the best bang for your buck. I mean, that's the way he likes to describe it. Mm-hmm. What do you think has gotten in the way of more progress?
Well, it's primarily resources. I mean, it's very difficult to, particularly when you're trying to expand something, to get new resources. But the legislature did pass a bill a number of years ago creating an entitlement for preschool, for ECAP, for all low-income children. And we need to progress in our efforts to do that. We're still about 17,000 slots short.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the challenges and one of the things I'm going to be working on next session is creating an early learning facilities fund so that we can help communities build or remodel their facilities so that they can have high-quality early learning environments for children.
Yeah, it seems like space is a real issue because now that there is full-day kindergarten now fully funded, or at least supposedly fully funded, that a lot of those preschool classes are getting kicked out of the schools because they need them for kindergarten now.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
The results that I've seen from the Early Childhood Education Assistance Program, ECAP, it's really been astounding. The way that the kids who go through that program are ready for kindergarten compared to the ones who don't, it's night and day.
Well, and those studies are what moved the legislature to pass Early Start and to put so much new funding in. We had a study from Jim Minervino on high-quality preschools that he studied in four or five states that showed dramatic sustained gains by those children when they were in high quality settings, but it didn't have an impact if they weren't high quality.
Mm.
So that really helped us to focus on how do we get high quality, the importance of coaching and support for providers. The study that the Washington State Institute for Public Policy did on our own ECAP program, which is only 2.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
But they still found that the impact when children go to kindergarten through the third grade, they improve dramatically, and the improvements sustain, which, of course, was the criticism of some of the Head Start studies, that the gains did not sustain. And the study that WISIP did showed that they do sustain, and the study that Jim Minervino did also sustained those gains.
What would it take so that all children could get high-quality preschool in Washington? Do you ever see a day where basic education could include pre-K?
Well, you know, we actually did pass a bill to include pre-K in education, but it was vetoed by the governor at the time. And I think the concern over schoolifying preschool is one of the fundamental conflicts that we don't want to be requiring 3- and 4-year-olds to know their alphabet and all their numbers and start writing. The early years are the time for social emotional development. And so much of the work we're doing with early achievers is not only the cognitive work. I mean, they continue to teach pre-numeracy and letters and all of that, but there's a tremendous focus on teaching children how to play with each other, how to delay their reactions or delay gratification, how to sit in a circle and listen to the teacher, how to resolve conflicts with their playmates. And those basic skills really matter when kids get to kindergarten.
Yeah, so it sounds like people just don't know the importance of those social-emotional skills like that.
Well,
like
I think
regulation.
Increasingly they do. I mean, when you look at the amount, Paul Tough and his books about how children succeed and how children learn, there's, I think, a growing understanding of the importance of those basic social-emotional skills. But we clearly need to do much more to build that awareness in the public and to make sure that we're using that research and those strategies when we're funding early learning programs.
Well, it sounds like the governor has big plans for early learning, the way he wants to roll that in with departments from the Department of Social and Health Services. What exactly is the Blue Ribbon Commission on Children and Families? What is the goal and why?
Well, it's been an interesting journey for me because I have opposed creating a new department in the past. But I saw the success the Department of Early Learning has had. I mean, 10 years ago, we created this department. Child care and preschool were spread out over four different agencies. And by creating that department, there has been a focused, strategic plan for how we improve the quality of early learning, how we create more programs, how we improve access, and how we reduce disparities. Mm-hmm. And really try to close the opportunity gap. And it has been impressive what the Department of Early Learning has done and demonstrated to me that pulling different pieces from different state agencies to focus on children and family issues makes a big difference in the outcomes. Last session, a number of us in the legislature were very interested in pursuing the idea of creating a new department, and the governor was very interested. So he created this Blue Ribbon Commission and asked them to come back with a recommendation for the creation of a new department. There were 16 members of the commission, including a Republican and Democrat from both the Senate and the House. And there were the department heads of Early Learning, Social and Health Services, and the Children's Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And then some community people and national experts. And a Superior Court judge.
Wow.
And we had two tribal representatives, which was very important in understanding their concerns about creating a new department and their hopes. We met seven times. We started last May. It was a very intense, short period of time to come up with a major recommendation like this. And I think there was a lot of skepticism about mm-hmm. whether we could do it. The first group of meetings really focused on prevention. Commissioners were very interested in preventing harm to children, not waiting until CPS comes into their home.
Yeah, no interventions, in other words.
Right,
yeah.
Right, to really try to identify families early on who are struggling and find ways to intervene with them. So prevention was one of the major goals of the commission. And the early learning and prevention services available in the Department of Early Learning, integrating those so that child welfare, children, and families have a priority because they're the ones who can benefit the most from those services. And that is how we can really prevent a lot of harm and give children who are maybe in chaotic environments or homes with a lot of challenges, whether they're economic or domestic violence or substance abuse, mental health, really give quality, stable learning environment to children who are in chaotic households, which we know gives them the opportunity to get ready for kindergarten in spite of the chaos.
Yeah, my friend John Medina says a stressed brain just can't learn.
Mm-hmm.
So what it sounds like you're wanting to do here is provide wraparound services, basically taking a whole child approach, but on a state level.
Mm-hmm. The other piece of it, I mean, the commission spent a lot of time talking about the research on brain development. Dr. Jack Shonkoff spoke to the commission about how logical it is to have early learning and child welfare together, because it's really primary prevention of the first order to work with children who are in traumatic situations, address their trauma so that they don't have to repeat that in the next generation. So the child welfare early learning link, we adopted that sooner than we did the juvenile justice link. But again, the brain science around adolescent brain development, that is the other robust period of brain growth. And there are evidence-based interventions that can be used to help adolescents whose behavior is getting problematic or who are disengaging from school, disengaging from their families. Our services now are very scattered for adolescents. So we really want to have a department that's responsible for focusing on how do we intervene at the right time with the right youth and really try to keep them out of the juvenile justice system.
Yeah, I think that's such a great idea. But there are some people that are worried about taking the Department of Early Learning and folding it into the Department of Social and Health Services. What would you say to those people?
Well, that is really not accurate. We're not folding them into the Department of Social and Health Services. We're taking the Children's Administration out of the Department of Social and Health Services. And in 2 years, the Juvenile Justice Agency. The whole point of restructuring this is to have a single department with visibility, with a strong voice that really can speak to the governor and to the legislature about the issues facing children and families. We have not had that. We have had a cabinet member talking about early learning, and look how well early learning has done over the past many years. It's partially because there is a cabinet member who's responsible for speaking up for early learning, and we want a cabinet member who's responsible for speaking up for children and families and can be really held accountable for improving services.
And early learning will still be able to get the kind of attention
early learning
that it's getting?
Will. I actually talked to the assistant secretary in Wisconsin. They combined TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and early learning and child welfare. And I talked to the early learning assistant secretary, and she said there has not been an issue at all. They continue to be focused on early learning, but they have been able to integrate those opportunities into child welfare so that those children who are experiencing a lot of toxic stress, they are getting the benefit of those early learning programs. And that really is at the heart of this proposal. I have no doubt that the legislature will continue to invest in the expansion of high-quality early learning because we're seeing such robust results from that.
I'm so happy to hear that it's working in other states and that that we're getting on board as well. What would you like to do next after this is done?
Well, I want to create the Department of Children, Youth, and Families next session. I mean, that really is my goal. We have such strong bipartisan support. We had two Republicans and two Democrats on the commission. All of us unanimously approved the report, and the last meeting was really a kumbaya. Everybody was thrilled, the stakeholders, the members of the commission. I think it's really off to a good start. But, of course, this session, we're all expecting a very difficult budget session. But I do think people recognize that there's relatively little cost for a potential very large benefit.
So it's just a matter of really paying for the cost of the merger, right, to take the different departments and put them together. And then it would be up to you to draft a piece of legislation to do that?
Well, the governor is going to do a request bill based on the commission's recommendations and also include money in his budget for the starting of the creation of the department.
And what can people listening to this podcast do to help?
Call their legislator. I think it is very important that legislators hear from their constituents about the importance of establishing a department that is focused on the well-being of children, youth, and families. It's long past time we have a Department of Ecology, a Department of Financial Institutions. We don't have a Department of Children, Youth, and Families, and we need to.
State Representative Ruth Kagi represents the 32nd District. Ruth, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.